For the first 12 weeks, it's literally like taking care of a sack of potatoes. And by the end of the 12 weeks, your child may have the ability to interact with you on some level, i.e. they might smile at you, but there's very minimal interaction in postpartum.
Am I a bad mom if? Do they know how to do this? Did I know how to do this? Why does it always seem to come so easy to everybody else?
Well, hello and welcome to the New Mom Naturopath Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I'm here to help you navigate the roller coaster ride of motherhood and to help conquer the mental load of postpartum. My goal is to help you to stop panic Googling, finding judgy Facebook groups, and to start to become the mother you've always dreamed you could be. In this podcast, I aim to adopt the naturopathic principle of docere, which means to teach. None of this information should be considered medical advice. As always, before you make any changes to your healthcare regimen, always consult your personal doctor. Hey y'all, this episode is getting out a little later than I'd like, but I'm here. You'll have to forgive me for being a little late. It's been a little crazy here at the Galloway-Sullivan household. But also, I am recording in my living room, and my son's sleeping in the next room, and so likely I'll have to have a very quiet voice, and I don't know what that's going to sound like in the audio, but I'll do my best to project to the microphone and not wake up my toddler. Today's episode, I wanted to come up with 10 reasons why going back to work is a good thing for you or is positive for you, because for me, the process of having to give my son to daycare, to feel comfortable with someone else watching him, whether that was 2 hours, whether that was 4 hours, or as I transitioned to going back to school full time, the full 8 hours a day that I needed him to be in daycare was really stressful. And so I had to have some reason as to why it's okay for me to be back at work. The number one reason that I feel like it's okay for you to go back to work is financial stability. And this might be a double-edged sword because you might not make enough to really cover the cost of daycare, so you have to really understand the cost of you going back to work. But for a lot of families, having that extra income allows you to have more time to enjoy life because you're able to bring in two incomes instead of one. And that allows you things that are not necessarily you're allowed to do things that are a little bit more expansive than just pay the bills. Though I know for some people, even with two paychecks, it's really hard. I know that I am sitting here going, how the heck do I do this? The second thing is professional growth. And this sounds really selfish, is what it felt like to me, to think that I was